This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back into your life. Another hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. And Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We all have something to say. Sometimes even when there's nothing to be said, it's okay. Because it's food for thought. Let's get into Jennifer's mind and find out what she's thinking about the important story of the hour.
Well, I always have to talk about Russian collusion, Dougie. And those Russians, those wacky Russians, they're at it again, this time not trying to take on our political system, but our entertainment industry. According to an academic paper that was reported on in the Hollywood Reporter this week, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, had all of that negative buzz. Remember we talked about it and all of us, we saw it and we thought it was a great movie, but somehow it just didn't ever go anyway, right? It didn't go anywhere because of the buzz.
Apparently, well, that would not make money, right?
It did fine, but it had weird buzz, right? And they said that it was damaging to the Disney brand. Well, apparently, the study found that it was amplified. The negative buzz was amplified by Russian trolls who were going online trying to make people think that it wasn't so good. The question is, did Star Wars: The Last Jedi destroy the franchise? Did it permanently rupture the fandom? That's the question asked by the Hollywood Reporter. I don't believe so, but a new academic paper that's been released by Morton Bay said that the Russians were trying to do just that. The paper's titled Weaponizing the Haters, The Last Jedi, and it talks about how the Russians and these trolls are trying to manipulate and politicize, how about that,
to what
pop
goal?
Culture in the United
what
States.
You know, that actually really doesn't surprise me, because the language I've seen regarding that movie online sounds very much like Russian trolls. There's a whole petition from like an amateur film company that they wanted to raise enough money to try and film this movie again the way that real fans thought that it should have gone, which to me is ridiculous, the idea that amateur filmmakers could redo this movie better than Disney did. But they were very serious about it and they were trying to raise money. I think that they had raised like at least thousands of dollars. So I wonder if that was like Americans who had fallen under the spell of Russian trolls, or if it was just Russian trolls doing that as well.
Or were they hacking into Rotten Tomatoes and lowering the score?
According to the paper, according to what this writer is asserting, he said that the negative online reaction could be split into three different camps. Those who have a political agenda, trolls, and then the group that he calls the real fantagonists, which are the real fans who just want to give them their idea. And those are, he defines as genuine Star Wars fans that were really genuinely disappointed in the movie. But overall, 50.9% of those tweeting negatively about the Star Wars movie, they were likely politically motivated or not even human. He said that 21.9% of the tweets analyzed about the movie had been negative in the first place. So kind of interesting to know that now even our movie consumption, how we're viewing things, are being impacted by what other outside groups in this country are trying to set up online.
It's nuts.
Interesting, though,
nuts.
Right?
Nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
And China,
so,
I wonder if China, I know President Trump last week said something about China. I know, hang on one second, Doug. Saying that, you know, that China is now like the new hacking threat. They put so much money into so many movies now. I would not be surprised if China starts attacking movies that are made here versus movies that they back, because they have so much invested in that movie market over there. It's kind of crazy. Like that movie, The Meg, you know, the big shark movie.
Yeah.
They put a bunch of Chinese actors in it, and it kind of doesn't make sense with the story, but it's because China paid for the movie to be made.
Where are we going with all this stuff? What happens
like the
at
new,
the end of the day
it's
to our
the new
culture?
Reality.
Yeah. All right, speaking of that, I take a deep breath because some of these things take my breath away, thinking about how people come up. Who comes up with these ideas? Who thinks about stuff? Who wants to dethrone Disney? To what purpose? To what end? To what goal?
You lower the stock? I mean, if you think about the implications.
What? How does that help them? What does that do to them? Well, how does it? It's like somebody denigrating someone else, but it doesn't affect. It just makes them feel better about it.
Destabilize markets. They're disruptors. That's what they want to do.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of disrupting, the president has suggested, we've been talking this week about the first sort of quote unquote anniversary of the shoot 'em up shootout in Las Vegas. The president was asked in a news conference about the progress of regulations to eliminate bump stocks. I've never quite understood. I don't know what these really look like. I know they've been described, but apparently the NRA was told that the bump stocks are going to go. That's it. We're knocking out bump stocks. That's what the president said. He says the process will be wrapped up in 2 to 3 weeks. So why does it take this long? Is it the influence of the NRA? Why wasn't it just done immediately upon reality of how they played into, bump stocks played into what happened in Las Vegas?
I would imagine that some of it would be held up because people who have a disability rely on them. That's what they're actually for. Obviously we could argue all day as to whether... bump stocks were designed as a tool to help people who are disabled fire a weapon.
That's obviously by our reaction, all of us are like, what?
That's the truth. That's what that was, that tool. No one has even heard of a bump stock. Why? Because it was a specialized tool that was made for people with a disability to help them
fire. For handguns or for rifles?
It holds down the trigger. That's
for
what the bump stock does. Right. The bump stock is applied to a gun to make it almost have like an automatic function. That's because
machine
it holds
gun.
The trigger down.
It's like a machine
correct.
Gun.
It's not a machine gun. Believe me. It's not that. Right. It's not that. But it has an automatic capacity that can do that to other weapons. So after Vegas, that's why we all knew about it, because no one knew about it, because it's a very specialized thing that's sold for very specific reasons. And this guy just happened to figure out a way to do bad stuff with it. And so the banning of it, I think, is fine, but I would imagine, I don't know why it was held up, but I would think it would probably have something to do with that.
Mm. Well, it's just amazing what people, I go back to what I was saying, maybe it just applies to everything across the board. Who sits around and thinks of ways to disrupt the movies, and who is it that sits around and thinks of stuff like these bump stocks to make the gun fire faster? Who thinks of
Well, it's not about firing faster for most people. It's about actually being able to
pull
the trigger.
But the result is that it does allow you to fire faster.
I understand that. But it's an evil genius who figured out, I could use that for my own personal gain and use it against people. It's like a car. How many people think that they could get in their car and drive into a crowd and just start offing people because that's the weapon they have at hand? It's anybody. You can kill somebody with a rock. People pick up rocks and decide, I'm going to smash this into somebody's head. What causes that to go off in somebody's head is the question.
The Cro-Magnon man lasted 300,000 years. How long does Homo sapiens... How long are we going to last? We've been around, 40,000 years? Is that, do we last 300,000? I don't see how we last 300,000, given this. The Earth, we've been talking this week about the Earth and how it protects itself, how it will survive, how it lasts, and we have figured out how to somehow or other exist on this planet that for some is very unfriendly. You talk about the water, you talk about the things that are going on naturally and how we are figuring out ways of trying to live on the planet. It may be the planet doesn't want us here. Maybe that's it. And do we last? We think of ourselves as forever. I think of myself, my soul, as forever, sort of. I'm curious sometimes as to when it started and where it goes. But I think in terms of the kinds of stuff that we're talking about here, the craziness that seems to, with communication being the way it is, these things are coming faster, as more anger connected to them, and at what point is it over? I don't mean that to sound like a Dougie Downer, But I think that's the kind of stuff we should be thinking about. What are we doing to ourselves? You want to hang around for a while or not? What are our grandchildren? Just in terms of the debt that we have. And I've been listening to people say this. My father said upon his deathbed the country was going to hell in a handbasket, and things were never the same. He was happy he was going, in a way, because he didn't understand he didn't understand the world. Couldn't understand it. It wasn't the world he grew up in. What he matured in was not the world that he liked or was comfortable in. And how many can say the same thing about our existence? Is it just an existence now rather than living life to the fullest? Some of us do live life to the fullest. Some of us just exist and think, wow, how does this go on? How do these things happen every day? It's part of the human, it's part of Homo sapien land and a Homo sapien existence. And does it, there's a way of putting this stuff into words. And as I tell these stories, and we listen to Jennifer and Victoria tell these stories, do you wonder ever, where does it stop? How far do we keep pushing it or bumping it, if you'll pardon the pun using the bump stock analogy? How long does it go on? How much change can we absorb? Are we able to absorb these sorts of changes? And I'm thinking in some cases, no, we're not. Anyway, food, that's where my mind went. And I tell you everything, folks, it's almost everything. 18 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard the story about the guy who sued Winnebago over its cruise control? According to the story, he set the cruise control while driving and then left his seat to go brew some coffee. Of course, he crashed. And as the story goes, he was mad that the instructions didn't warn him not to do this, so he sued. If you've heard this, you're not alone. It's part of a viral email about five crazy lawsuits that received the so-called Stella Awards. The awards are named after the woman who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. The problem is, all these stories are fake. Yes, urban legends. It's easy to believe them, though, because so many real lawsuits are just as outrageous. Let's be fair, there's a better place for information about how junk lawsuits are affecting America than through phony emails. To get the facts, visit our website. The information we have is verified and proves once again that truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Our website is centerforamericatv.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tonight, John Legend, one of my faves, has announced his first ever Christmas album and a tour to go along with it. That'd be kind of cool. I'd like to see him. Record is out the 26th of this month. 14-track project features Stevie Wonder on harmonica in the opening song. Following the release of the album, he's going to hit the road for a 25-day tour, kicking off 15th of November in Clearwater, Florida, hit several major cities before wrapping up on the 30th in San Diego, the 30th of December. So if you want tickets for the tour, they're on sale to the general public this Friday. A recently anointed winner of EGOT. What's EGOT?
He now has an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Anyway, this is kind of cool. This is the track list of the album, White Christmas, What Christmas Means to Me. That's where Stevie is on the harmonica. His version of Silver Bells, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, No Place Like Home, Bring Me Love. That's good. That is a good Christmas song. Merry Christmas, Baby. Christmas Time Is Here. Waiting for Christmas, Purple Snowflakes, Christmas Song. Please Come Home for Christmas. Wrap Me Up in Your Love by Christmas Eve. Merry, Merry Christmas. All the songs on the album, and he'll be singing them on tour. So are we skipping Halloween and Thanksgiving this year? Pretty much going right to...
Straight to Christmas.
Yep. Right to
feels
Christmas.
Feels like it. Yep. Yeah,
it does. And we're only at the beginning of October.
Christmas movies on Hallmark are starting right now.
Really?
And it's not even Halloween yet.
So his tour, as I said, started in the Clearwater, 15th of November, then Miami Beach, Atlanta. This is for planning purposes, those of you who are close to some of these places. Atlantic City, let's see here, Boston, Toronto, Oxon Hill, Maryland, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, Verona, New York. Where's Verona, New York?
Up north. Is upstate.
Wow. Oh, near Buffalo. I think it is near Buffalo now I think about it. Columbus, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago, Denver, Salt Lake, Seattle, Portland, Oakland, L.A., and let's see, Costa Mesa, California, and
Costa Mesa,
and San Diego. Yeah. Did I say Costa or Costa?
Yeah, why'd you start whispering? You're like, and Costa Mesa.
Where is Costa Mesa?
Is that the secret? It's you're going to have to be there. It's in Orange County. Beach community in Orange County.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, next item of interest from the world of music on the DJB program at 26 after the hour. Another few minutes devoted to some of our favorite tunes and favorite artists. Madonna confirming she has a new album coming out next year. The information, the next album in the works. She has, as most people know who are chronologically interested, she turned 60 a month or so ago, promoting the new Beauty Roller addition to her skin lineup, but slyly alluded to the fact that she's working on more than just skincare, that clever girl. She said, quote, I'm finishing my record, which I'm going to release next year. Yep. In between rose mist spray and serums, I'm actually making music. Can't quit my day job. This unnamed album would be her 14th LP and her first release since 2015. So who's excited about another Madonna album?
Yeah? I think it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll listen to it and then decide if I'm excited or not.
I kind of say I'm over dance Madonna. Like, I still like old school Madonna, but this attempt to try to stay really relevant and clubby is weird.
Yep. Agree.
Weird in what way, Jennifer?
It just doesn't feel natural, and it's just strange.
She's trying too
hard.
Like,
you can do, like Cher right now, is as we predicted, is on the top of all the club dance charts with all the Mamma Mia, you know,
right,
ABBA stuff.
Which is
but
fine.
She did it the right way.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is, the Madonna story, at 28 past the hour on the DJV story.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So this here story has a happy ending after all.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump went to Mississippi to stump for Senator Cindy Hines-Smith, who was appointed to fill out the term of the retired Thad Cochran. He told the crowd it was important to vote to expand the Republicans' narrow majority in the Senate.
A real majority, not a majority of one. Literally, if somebody's sick, it's like we have to postpone votes.
Officials are looking over a suspicious envelope addressed to President Trump, which bears the same date as two resin-painted letters that were sent to the Pentagon. The Secret Service says the suspicious envelope was intercepted before reaching the White House. They say it's being seriously investigated. The other letters were addressed to the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, and the Chief of Naval Operations. Both letters tested positive for ricin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Notes of hello to people like Patrick and Larry. Glad to have the presence of lots of interesting, exciting people who are interested in exciting, and they're also interested and excited about what we're doing here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria has this half hour's lead, so lead away, lady.
Well, we're on our way to Missouri for this story. Police do not know the whereabouts of nearly, get this, 1,300 registered sex offenders in the state of Missouri. They are missing, and including hundreds of them who actually fall into the most dangerous categories. So this is according to a new state audit that's been released. Missouri law requires convicted sex offenders to register their names, addresses, and other info with their county law enforcement, and most sheriff's departments run this register. But apparently somehow the public database has not been up to date and people have been moving around. They did not notify law enforcement where and when they moved. And so now they have 1,300 unaccounted for registered sex offenders who may or may not even be in Missouri anymore. So if they're no longer up to date in Missouri and they move to another state, there's no way to track them. And so the city of St. Louis is working on this now. They said they're dealing with 14 counties that have had these registers, or just the list is not accurate, and they don't really know what happened. A lot of people kind of going, I don't know what happened, but it's pretty awful.
Well, but here it is again. Once again, the public sector falls apart, falls down on the job, doesn't do its job, and we just sit here scratching our head thinking, well, why is that? Well, what we have people who are responsible for this, so why are they still in their jobs? Why are they fired? Why are there new people there trying to figure out how to do this better?
Well, I don't know, but this approach to this? Yeah, the state auditor is a woman named Nicole Galloway, and she was quoted as saying that the findings are disturbing and alarming, and she said, as it stands, the sex offender registry really provides a false sense of security. So that's great.
Yeah. That's a good way to cap it. All right, here's something in the food for thought department, as we have youngsters in school now, about a month? School's been back in session about a month, right? And the teachers' unions are trying to figure out how students respond. To whom and to what do they respond? And one of the things that has come out, and it's really a very interesting reality as I look at this thing, the research of the National Teachers Union, I believe, has found that students, there are more white women teaching school still than anything else. Students see teachers who are different than they are, different gender, different color skin. And so the question was, does that matter? And according to a significant amount of information in this research, students tend to benefit from having teachers who look like them, especially if they are not white. The homogeneity, if that's the, how do you pronounce that word?
Homogeneity?
Homogeneity, probably. Yeah, homogeneity. Probably
like
one
homogeneous.
Homogeneity, yeah. So this is one of the mix up of, if that's the homo is same, hetero is mix. So this is homogeneity. That's what you said, that's how to pronounce it, homogeneity? That's the first time I think I've ever seen that word. Anyway, so the sameness of teachers, that's how we translate that. Probably one of the contributors to the stubborn gender and race gaps in student achievement in American public schools. Overall, girls outperform boys, with an exception in math in certain places in the country, and white students outperform those who are black or Hispanic because, in this circumstance, there are more white people teaching, white women teaching, than anything else. So my question to you ladies, is this an excuse? Is this reality? And how do we fix it? Victoria, what do you think? Think back on your days in school. Who did you respond? This is the question really here is, in your experience, to whom did you respond better? Whether elementary, middle school, high school, who did you respond better? I'll think back about all the teachers that you had. I don't think I ever...
I've had more female teachers than male teachers.
Yeah, me too.
When I was in a co-ed school, I think my favorite teachers were a few of the female teachers. Then I went to an all-girls high school, and my favorite teachers were all the male teachers. So I don't know if that is just coincidental, or in a same-sex environment, if you react differently to a different gendered teacher. I'm not sure, but it may have just been the schools that I went to, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just about personality types. I had women teachers, I had male teachers, I had more women teachers probably than I did male teachers, but I had some great men teachers that I still love so much, and I still keep in touch with on Facebook. It's all about, for me, someone who just talks to kids like a person. I think when teachers try to to teach above the heads of their students, that's when I think they lost a lot of people. I loved it when a teacher could make something relevant with something that was either going on in our lives, in our school, maybe something we had heard about in the news. When teachers made things relevant and told us why they were important, those are always the ones that I kind
of
took with me.
Skin, absolutely not. Or religion, or any of that stuff. Kara, what about you?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back, and I feel like kind of agreeing with Jen that my favorite teachers and classes now, they're first of all based on the subject, so I was probably never going to like a teacher if it was a subject that I really disliked or wasn't great at. I think teachers can always do a better job at getting kids invested in those subjects that they're not interested in, but they're never going to be my favorite teachers. And the teachers I did really love really went above and beyond to try and relate to the students and make things exciting and make them understand it and make them want to be involved in it in a way that was just beyond like, oh, well, this is history of the, I don't know, European kings and stuff like that. Like, they have to make it personal to you. And right. I'm sure that there's way more to this when it comes to what students do well and what students do bad, what district it's in, how much money those kids have at home, whether their parents are at home reading with them. So I think it's a much more complex issue. I think the teacher thing is interesting, but I think it's important that we just encourage more and more people to go into teaching, because I think we're kind of at a place where there's not a lot of money to be offered. It's a lot of hours. You're working with people and kids who are not necessarily in great places and don't necessarily respect you. So I think a lot of people aren't going into teaching, and I think we need to figure out a way to get more and more people into teaching. I think that's the solution.
Observation, yeah. All right, but back to you and your days in school. To whom did you
Well, that's
respond?
What I'm saying is it's not real. I don't have a specific group of people.
Okay.
I'm not like, oh, only white women. I mean, one of my favorite teachers
was... looking for a name or a class or a year in school.
Well, one of my favorite teachers was my sign language teacher. She was a white woman, but it was a very immersive experience, so we were not allowed to talk at all in that class. We were only doing sign language, and I feel like I learned some of the most important... Like, I learned so much in that class, and I felt like
Why did you take the class?
Well, I thought it was interesting. One of my older sisters had taken the class a few times, and she minored in deaf studies when she was in college, and so... You know, me being the youngest sister, I'm always kind of interested in what my older sisters did, and I took it, and it was so fun. I'm much more of a visual learner, and I learn by doing things, and so I had taken French for years. I was never super great at it because we just kind of went through a vocabulary list, and that was not fun to me. But when you're in a class and you're using your hands and you're communicating that way, that was really fun, and I thought the teacher taught it in a great way. She was a white woman. I don't know if that influenced it at all. I think it was her personality and the way she chose to teach it. But then I had a lot of male teachers for English and history and math, and I really liked them as well. So I don't really see it as a gender divide. Unfortunately, a lot of my teachers were white. I didn't have a lot of teachers who weren't white, so I can't really speak on that.
Even in college, you didn't? Because college professors are usually a much more diverse group.
Yeah, I'm trying to
think. Depends on where you are.
Maybe I just didn't really love any of my college classes that much, because none of them are really coming to mind. My favorite teachers were still high school ones.
I'm thinking about, as you said that, my favorite. I had three or four profs in college that I really liked and were friends with when I was there, and one of them I wasn't able to keep up with because he was killed. He was an Iraqi named Muhyiddin Hatour, and he taught political science. I took every course that he offered. He was a Muslim guy, came to this country, went to Northwestern, got a doctorate there, ended up at Heidelberg in the middle of nowhere in Ohio, married to a Southern Baptist. It was the most interesting guy. It was just amazing. And he went back to fight against Saddam Hussein and was killed. But he was his family. He came from the era before Hussein, the era of kings and queens and princes, and he was the son of a prince. And that's how he was able to get out of Iraq and go to Northwestern to get an education. And he just stayed here. And then his country became such a mess, he went back to try to work under, if you will, under the guise of some other... He went back to teach, so he said, but he didn't really go back to teach. He went back to try to disrupt what Saddam was doing, and he was not successful. But that's a name and a face and an experience. I never met a Muslim before in my life, for God's sakes. I'm from Framingham, Massachusetts. There wasn't a Muslim within 100 miles of here when I was a kid growing up. Plenty of them around now. But then, no. The school that I went to was supposedly based on Christian tradition and was affiliated with the United Church of Christ. You know, the more exposure you have to different people and different thinking, the healthier your mind is going to be. That's the way I look at it.
So true.
Sameness just breeds in it. It's like inbreeding. Yeah, you never, you're having a baby with your sister or something. It's that kind of crazy. It's not productive. It's not good. Not
interesting
healthy.
Way to put it.
Yeah. You know me, Jennifer. I'm nothing if I'm not interesting. 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Gentlemen, listen up. If you're too embarrassed to talk to your doctor about erectile dysfunction, consider this.
We call it the canary in the coal mine, meaning that the artery problems that cause erectile dysfunction precedes heart attacks by about 3 years. There's really no other relationship like that within the body arteries.
Now, cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says having ED doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a heart attack or even develop heart disease, but
if you're a man who's 70 years old, no. If you're a man who's 40 and your erectile dysfunction is not due to prostate surgery or something, then you have a 50 times greater chance of having heart disease than another person just like you without erectile dysfunction.
You can also help lower your risk by exercising, maintaining a healthy weight, keeping an eye on your blood pressure, and not smoking. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
During Blood Cancer Awareness Month every September, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the world's largest nonprofit dedicated to fighting blood cancer, educates and engages the public about the blood cancers, including leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma, which are the third leading cause of cancer deaths among Americans. Dr. Gwen Nichols is the Society's Chief Medical Officer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has contributed to nearly every advance in blood cancer research and treatment, with our investment of more than $1.2 billion, with groundbreaking results in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine that are improving and saving lives of patients. While significant progress has been made, there is more work to be done. More than a third of blood cancer patients still do not survive 5 years after their diagnosis. And we'll keep fighting to create a world without blood cancers. Cancer may be a tough opponent, but we're tougher. Beating cancer is in our blood.
To learn more, volunteer, or donate, visit lls.org. That's lls.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
For those of you who are interested and you fly through LAX, you'll be happy to know that they have announced they're going to allow you to bring small amounts of marijuana with you through security in their carry-on bag, so it'll bring more folks into LAX, Jennifer. Pretty exciting, huh?
Pretty exciting.
Ah, very exciting.
Cinnabon loves this story, too.
10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By golly, it's time again to respond to your requests for information from the world of technology. So we have Tech Talk time every day at this time. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with a look at a couple of three stories as we have time. Let's get started, Victoria, with a focus on Verizon, shall we?
Yes. Last November, Verizon announced that it was working on bringing a 5G home internet service to a few cities to test it out. They opened up some pre-orders last month for residents to sign up, and they actually made their deadline. They thought that they'd be launched by the beginning of October, and it turns out that they did. They now have 5G service in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. And so if you are in those cities, this is only the beginning of the rollout, but if you are in those cities, you can access typical Wi-Fi speeds up to around 300 megabytes per second and peak speeds up to 1 gigabyte. That's fast. So if you have if you've got a house full of people streaming things and gaming and things like that, this is definitely going to help you. You will see a big, big jump in your internet speeds. As part of the rollout, Verizon's offering 3 months of the 5G service for free, and it will then cost $50 a month for existing Verizon customers and $70 for non-Verizon customers. So In this case, it actually pays to already be a Verizon customer. You may want to consider that if you want the 5G service and if it's coming to your area soon, you may want to jump on board with Verizon now. It will save you about $20 a month in the long run. And Verizon's also offering a free Chromecast or Apple TV 4K and 3 months of YouTube TV. They really want people to get involved in this. They've got lots of incentives. And it comes with installation included, which is also nice, and first access to 5G mobile devices when that becomes available. They say that by the end of this year, Verizon is hoping to have 5G service available for cellular. AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint are also working on that, but it looks like they are going to be much further behind than Verizon. So Verizon has definitely kind of won this rush to the market. And we'll just, you know, we'll be seeing how, depending on how it goes in those four cities, Verizon will then announce the rollout of the rest of the country.
It's too bad with the coverage they have that their service sucks as much as it does.
Well, their customer service is terrible.
Yeah, awful. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. All right, Google Maps now available and free for Apple CarPlay users.
The Geek Out.
The integration of Apple and Android into automotive infotainment systems is common in today's cars, but users of Apple CarPlay have longed for the ability to use something other than Apple Maps. Now, they can. Google Maps is now an option for CarPlay, and as far as Apple Maps has come, Google still has a significant advantage in performance, user experience, and accuracy. And by the way, if you're a fan of Waze, don't fret. That popular traffic app is also coming to CarPlay, has been cleared by Apple, and reportedly is in the final stages of development and should appear in a future update. Options are always good for the consumer, and this is a great example. Google Maps for CarPlay is now available for free.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, let's get to some other technology news here. The new iPhone is in the focus. How many numbers and letters go with the new iPhone, Victoria?
Yeah, well, the new iPhone is the XS and XS Max. It still has an X, though, so people call it an iPhone X. It's not an X. It's actually a 10. But so they just launched last week, or they hit stores last week, and now there's already some problems. This happens all the time. Apple rushes stuff to the market, and then they fix the bugs later. So this time, they have poor cellular reception on the brand-new iPhones, and they may have a problem with charging. So you may plug your phone in at night and wake up to a phone that's dead because it didn't charge properly. So dozens of users have reported these issues. Specifically, users are experiencing issues when the phones will they won't charge if the lightning cable is plugged in while the device is asleep. So if you do have one of these new phones, you've noticed that there's something funky, make sure that the screen is alive, awake, when you plug it in, and then let it go to sleep with the charging cable in it. So that appears to be one way. There's going to be a new software update to fix the bugs, and that always happens with iPhones. They also have some issues with cellular reception that I'm not even sure how to fix that, but just wait for the updates.
Wait for the updates, folks. That's Victoria's advice on the DJB Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.